You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Hey, this Monday, May 20th, I'm going to be taping a live Song Exploder interview at WBUR City Space in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm going to be interviewing Fen Lily, whose last album I really loved. If you've ever been curious to hear a full, unedited Song Exploder interview, this is your chance. The folks in the audience will get to hear that and no one else. And then after our conversation, Fen Lily is going to play a few songs. Go to songexploder.net/live to get tickets. I'm also going to be playing a show of my own the day before in Keene, New Hampshire at the Thing in the Spring Festival. That's on Sunday, May 19th, and it's a really great lineup of singer-songwriters that includes Buck Meek from Big Thief and Nina Nastasia, whose album The Blackened Air is one of my all-time favorite Steve Albini recordings. You can find tickets for that at songexploder.net/live also. Okay, hope to see you at one or both of these events in New England. Thanks. This episode contains explicit language. Andrew Bird is a singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist, maybe best known for his violin playing and his whistling. In this episode, Andrew breaks down his song Roma Fade from the 2016 album Are You Serious? This interview was recorded on a rainy Friday in Los Angeles.
You need a witness just to know you're there.
I'm Andrew Bird.
Okay, so it started off like you hear in the intro, a loop that I made in my living room. It's just me playing this loop and whistling. It's supposed to be two different instruments creating this composite melody. The first couple lines came as I was driving down I-5 from San Francisco with my family, and I was, long drives like that, you gotta entertain yourself, so I figure I'll work on a song. I was looking out over this sort of barren stretch of the Central Valley, and there were some rainstorms kind of in the distance and light passing through the clouds. There was this patch of light coming down, and I said, light rains. Light, right? It sounds like a weather report, like light rains today, like it is at the moment. But I was also thinking light rains as in rules.
See the light, how it rains so hard on your high planes. So you take such pains that you notice you.
And that sort of began a song about how seeing something can change it, you know, how it being observed changes it, and vice versa. And the field of electricity between two people as they're regarding each other or pretending not to see them, or you know, that whole dance, sort of romantic dance of seeing someone. It's about when I first saw my wife. It was after a show I played at the Beacon Theater. It was like an after show party in the basement. And I just saw her across the room, and it seemed like I wondered all ever since then if she knew that I was watching her, because she was not with anybody and kind of gazing off in the distance, and as if she may have known that I was watching, you know? It was like, I'm gonna be very statuesque. But she claims it, she had no idea. And then the next night I saw her from the same distance in another restaurant in Manhattan. In a similar circumstance with the light and everything, it was like, okay, something's going on here. Yeah. Well, the first verse is this light rains hard on her high plains. So you take pains that she won't notice you. So you're kind of getting a sense that you might be, the voyeurism is borderline creepy. And so the next line.
And your ex. Rays of your paleo mail, all gaze how they rest and play, slowly corrupting you.
So your X-rays of your paleo male gaze, how they rest and play, slowly corrupting you. But then it says,
I wonder what the chances you wanted to. 1,000 vacant stares won't make it true, make it true.
So, am I just this creepy voyeur, or is there something going on here that's mutual? You know, I guess if this has a chorus, it's the next part, which is just if she sees you, it changes you, rearranges your molecules. If you see her, it changes her. She'll be seeing you after school.
And if she sees you, it changes you, rearranges your molecules. And if you see her, it changes her. She'll be seeing you after school.
From that point on, the song starts to risk a little more romantically. It starts to shift from the third person of like these ambiguous pronouns to like I and you, which I had to really encourage myself to do because it's not my tendency. I'm not like super direct or confessional. I have to push myself a bit to put a little more skin in the game, as it were.
And if you see me, how it changes you, it changes you. And if I see you, how it changes me. And if you see me, how it changes you, it changes you.
Pre-production was my favorite part of the whole process. Tony Berg came over to my house every week for a couple months. Because this is the first time I've used a proper producer in that sense, like someone to really kind of get in your business in a good way. I kind of enjoy geeking out on the chord voicings, which is his big thing. Finding the melody in a chord progression, you know, not just the outer voices, as you say, like, but the inner voices. How are they going to lead? And I went to music school. I did voice structures and leading, but I wasn't very good at it. But it was kind of cool to like get that detailed about how in the bridge of this song, how the chords are going to lead and how this time we're going to substitute an A major for the voice leading and this time we're going to do a D7 and just to keep it kind of constantly, the tension rising. Otherwise, that would be just three chords cycled over and over again. Dynamically, there's a really interesting moment. There's this long buildup. You can't do any cymbal crashes on that chord because that's where it wants to. It wants to just come crashing in here. But I was really adamant that it like walk right through the wall there, without any announcement. That was really important to me. That's something I kept saying. Let's not all forget. It's a real emotional thing to not crash down on the downbeat, you know, to just kind of push right through. I'm obsessed with bass lines. That's the shit I like. The pick muted, you know, a nice dubby sound. It's just a texture that I've always loved, that boom, 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 boom sound.
Who's playing bass?
Alan Hampton. Before we started, I said, it was one of my most important notes to him was like, practice triplets with a pick. That muted bass with the really fast triplets.
Have you ever written a song about your wife before?
No, I think this is the first record that has like a handful of songs about her. Yeah. There is a little bit like, what is she gonna think of this? And then once, you know, she's been hearing it in bits and pieces, and sometimes she doesn't hear it all put together until it's really down, and then she'll hear it and be like, oh, I see. And, but yeah, it's different than in the past since I know, you know, we're married. It's like this is it, you know? So it's like, maybe that kind of leads to some of the more honesty in some of the songwriting. It's just like, I know there's no doubt.
And now here's Roma Fade by Andrew Bird. In its entirety.
scares, so make it chew, make it chew. You need a witness just to know you're there. From the tips of your fingers, every strand of hair. Know someone's watching you, watching me, watching you. And all that we look upon. You may not know me, but you feel my stare. And if she sees you, it changes you, rearranges your molecules. And if you see her, it changes her. She's a danger now after school. And if she sees you, it changes you, rearranges your molecules. And if you see her, it changes her. She'll be seeing you after school. He's a gentleman of Earth's eyes. Maybe she's a gentleman in disguise, in disguise.
Visit songexploder.net for more on Andrew Bird, including a link to buy the song Roma Fade. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This message comes from Apple Card. Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply. Next time on Song Exploder, Grimes. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening. I was in disposed. I was in spite of the wicked booze.
Radiotopia.